ye night on old Cape Cod, a perfect night for a mystery. Tonight, Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater presents a Captain Underhill edge of your seat thriller entitled Don't Touch That Dial.
Absolutely refuse to suffer through another bridge club night like last night. When it's your turn to host another one, I'm going to the library.
Oh, it's such a great sacrifice. Such a hardship.
I can't abide the biddies you're always pairing me with.
Well, when you're biddy age, too, what about the sexual innuendos you're always flinging?
Did you hear me fling a single one at those crypt maidens last night?
Well, no, Mr. Crypt Mister yourself. You didn't because they didn't happen to be the kind of audience you usually work to. But let there be a pretty young woman in the room, and it's forget about bridge. You want to play Twister instead.
And what's wrong with Twister?
Well, nothing when you're a teenager, which neither of us is. If I tried to play Twister, I'd throw my back out, slip and fall, and not be able to get up.
That's the senior version.
Oh, well, don't deny the fact that pretty young women have that effect on you. I've noticed you're practically stuck on that young mother across the street, Jenny Wingate. Don't deny it, I've noticed.
Stuck on her is not the right word. Anyway, quoting one who shall remain anonymous, I don't love her, I admire her.
Oh, don't bring that up.
I do admire her anyway. I admire the way she's raising her boys. She's doing a fine job, mostly by herself.
Well, how can you say that?
I've noticed. I can tell.
Oh, no, you can't.
I can, too, say so.
What are you looking at?
Our neighbor across the street is leaving.
Well, who's that?
David Wingate, the husband. He's been home early, and now he's going off somewhere.
Did they get a new car?
No, that's his. He's just not usually home this time of day. Mr. Wingate's driving off, and here comes his kid's school bus up the street. What kind of father is that? Even if he's got an appointment somewhere, he could have hung back for half a minute to welcome them home.
I still say you don't know.
Jenny's not back either. Usually she is by now.
Oh, you've memorized her schedule?
I know she tries to beat the school bus home. Usually she swings in with a load of groceries. There's something about the way she takes them out of the trunk.
Incorrigible. Waverly, act your age.
Well, these are all the simple pleasures that are left me. That and bridge.
Simple pleasures for simple tons.
Pipe down. Pipe it down back there. Hey, pipe down.
Goodbye, Mr. Allen.
Bye, Theo.
See you tomorrow, Mr. Allen.
Hey, Johnny, wait. Who's this getting off with you?
This is Sherman.
Sherman Hinckley, sir.
We're friends.
We go to the same school. Our mothers know each other.
You go to Middlevale?
Yes.
You're not in the same grade.
No.
What grade?
I'm in fifth. My teacher's Miss Thornton.
It's all right, Mr. Allen. His mom is picking him up from my house later on.
You're supposed to have a note.
My mom forgot to give it to me. But she said it was all right. You can ask her.
Yeah, okay. Get off.
Thanks.
Next time, better have one.
I will.
See? I told you it would work.
Shoot some hoops?
No. Let's go in.
I'm going in. I'm hungry.
Mom! I'm home!
Come on. Let's go in.
Hello, Johnny.
Hi, Captain Underhill.
How was school today?
Pretty good, I guess.
Let's go.
Who's your friend?
Sherman Hinckley.
Hello, Sherman. You boys want to come over?
Say no, we can't.
No thanks, Captain Underhill. Not now. We have to go in. See ya.
How come there are no cars in your garage?
My mom's not home yet. My dad just left. I saw his car driving off as we pulled up.
We ought to think about chaperoning. One of us should.
No, they're good kids. Jenny will be back soon.
Well, you like her. Why don't you drop over? Then you can help her with her groceries.
Well, in a while, I will. How much trouble can they get into?
You're a policeman and you have to ask that?
All right, shortly, in a while, I will. I don't want it to seem too obvious.
Where's Mom? She's not back yet. I saw Dad driving off in his car.
Let me do that. You'll make a mess, and Mom will get mad.
No, I want to do it. I know how.
I know how better. Take Sherm. Get us set up. Get out the new game.
I'm playing.
No, you're watching.
Mom said.
All right, once. I'll let you play once.
More than once. I get turns.
Then go set us up. Hurry up. Get going. Start playing until I bring us our food.
Sherman, follow me. Come on.
What are you making?
Marshmallow banana sandwiches. They're excellente.
Come on, Sherman.
I'll have a double-decker. Can I have that slice of bologna, too?
Sure. Help yourself.
I'll take two.
Sherman, come on.
Come on.
Where's the jelly? There.
What's this?
My dad's safe. Hey, it's open.
Cool.
Marshmallow sauce? Where's the marshmallow sauce? We didn't use it up. Don't tell me. Where is it hiding? There, I see you, you rascal. Chocolate chips, where are you? There you are. How many are you? Enough. Yes!
The safe's empty.
My dad must have cleaned it out. That's weird.
Or maybe you were robbed.
I don't think so. I've never seen it open before. Hey, John!
Peanut butter, don't say anything. Head inside.
Are you crazy?
I'm not gonna lock it. I just want to fool your brother when he comes in. You get in, I'll surprise him when he comes.
Hey, Sherman! What kind of peanut butter do you want? Smooth or chunky?
Chunky!
Hurry up, get in.
No, I don't want to.
Don't be a sissy. Hurry up, I'll be coming in a sec. We'll lock it.
All right. Don't leave me in there long.
Don't worry. I won't. Get in. Now I'm closing the door. Don't open it yourself. I'll do it.
I'm counting to 30 and then let me out.
Make it 60.
No, 30. Then let me out.
All right. Count slowly.
Here I am, ready to zap the invaders. Hey, what's going on? We're not even set up. What are you doing?
Me? Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd open this old safe.
Good luck. You won't get very far. I've tried. Where's Theo?
Theo? Where would Theo be? Ah, yes. I know where he is. I've got it now. Ta-da! I've got it.
Forget it. You'll never get it opened.
Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh, Johnny. The door's locked.
It always is.
Theo's in the safe.
What? You're kidding me, right?
No, he's in the safe. He is, I swear!
And let him out!
I can't open it, it's locked!
Let him out!
Boy?
It's your mom.
Mom!
Hi, honey.
Do you know the combination to Dad's safe?
No, you know I don't. Hello, Sherman. I didn't know you boys were getting together after school.
Mom.
Johnny, there are groceries. Can you guys...
Mom?
I need your help.
Mom?
What?
Mom, where's Dad?
He's at work. Why?
No, he's not. He was just here. We saw his car driving off when our bus got here.
It was? That's odd.
Mom, listen to me. We need to find Dad right away.
Why? What's wrong? Why do you have that look on your face? Where's your brother?
Mom?
Where's Theo? Where is he? Tell me!
You're wrong. The game of bridge can't hold a candle to classic board games like chess, even checkers, backgammon, parcheesi.
No, parcheesi. I'm glad you brought that up. The last time we played that instead of bridge, you set up a roadblock and wouldn't break it.
So?
After a while, it became obvious you were just doing it to be obnoxious.
That was why it was fun.
Well, then why didn't you just ask our guests to leave?
Had I known that was an option, I might... Hey, that's getting awfully close.
Uh-oh, Waverly.
Officer, quick, hurry up. He's locked in. We can't get him out.
Who has the key?
Not a key, a combination, but we don't have it.
Who has it?
My husband.
Where is he?
I don't know. He should be at work, but my son told me he was here and left just a little while ago. He must be in his car somewhere. He left the safe door open. The boys were playing.
She's talking about a safe, a combination.
Does your husband have a cell phone?
No, he doesn't.
You called his office?
Yes, but nobody has any idea where he is.
Dispatcher, 41, child locked in safe.
Waverly, that's up your alley.
Shh, hush, Alex. Get me a locksmith. I need a welder. Send an ambulance. Better send the jaws of life, too.
Alex, grab your doctor's bag. I'll get my manuals. We'll meet over there.
All sector alert.
I'm on my way.
Let's see. What do I take? On my manuals. I take this one. That. And these. What about this? No, forget that. The emery board. And a flashlight. Flashlight, I might need it. Oh, boy, dead batteries. Oh, never mind. The officer will have his. Never do it that way. You might kill him.
You'll kill us all. I said stop.
Hey, what the...
I'm a police officer, too. More importantly, I'm a safecracker.
He's the best in the world. Captain Underhill.
Captain Underhill.
Jenny, I'll need a strong lamp to work by.
Captain, you can open this safe?
Yes, I've opened many. Get me a lamp.
I'll get one.
Johnny, get me one of those cushions from the sofa. I'll need it to kneel on.
I'll get it.
But we have to get air into it.
You won't do it that way. And drilling might set off a booby trap.
Booby trap?
Read this. Portland Safe Company. And these initials, HHD, stands for Horace Hubert Dickerman, a maverick safe designer who often booby-trapped his safes. He experimented with all sorts of niceties. Dynamite, tear gas, nitro, even mustard gas.
Everybody out, then. I'll take the chance.
No. It wouldn't work anyway.
Why?
Alex, look through these notebooks. This one first. Look under Portland Safes and look for a photo exactly like this. It's got to have a red dial, and it's got to have acorn hinges, like these.
All right.
I'm willing to risk it.
I appreciate your heroism, but you can't. This thing has a TRTL rating of at least 30.
What's that?
Torch and tool resistant. Means it'd take someone using any kind of tool at least 30 minutes to make any sort of opening. We don't have that much time. Besides, drilling in the wrong spot could damage the linkage or set off the relockers. That'd make the safe truly impossible to open and destroy any chance the boy may have.
Here's a lamp. Will this do?
It's perfect. Plug it in.
Here's
the
cushion.
And here's a pillow.
Please, hurry. Please.
Jenny, stay calm. Now listen. Your husband's the only one who knows this combination, right?
Right.
And he set it himself?
What?
He set the combination himself?
Yes, he did.
Good.
He must have.
Good. Now, here's what I want you to do. Go into the kitchen and write down any significant three-number sequences you can think of. When's his birthday?
David?
Yes, when was he born?
He was born...
February 16th, Mom.
Right, February 16th, 1965.
February is the second month. That'd make it 2-16-65, or maybe 2-19-65. All right, Jenny, leave the officer and me. Go with Alex. Alex, go to the kitchen.
I will.
And while you're looking through those notebooks, help her come up with numbers. I want every family member's birthday, social security number, anniversaries, and old phone numbers, and her measurements.
Her measurements?
Her husband sometimes uses them. You'd be surprised.
Can I work in here?
No, this is an operating room. No family members. Get going. Alex?
What?
Another word. This is delicate. Keep unnecessary people out. Distractions and loud noises to a minimum. When they send an ambulance, tell them to turn off the siren.
Right.
And look after her.
I will.
I'm going to need an assistant.
Me?
No. Officer...
Nelson Reinhardt.
Nelson, start looking for the combination. It's written down somewhere. Start right here in this room. Is this your dad's desk?
It is.
Begin with this desk and move outward.
How about me? I'll be your assistant, Captain Underhill.
He's family, Waverly.
Please, I can do it. I want to.
Yes, I think you can. He's the best choice, Alex. Everybody get going now. Do your jobs.
What do I do?
Stay out of this room. Waverly, I'll be closing this door to keep others from coming in.
Hurry. Please hurry.
Just wait while I try your dad's birthday first and hope we get lucky. 2-16-6-5 didn't work. All right, now let's try right to 16, left to 19, right to 6-5. No? Okay, no, then see, 2-19-6-5. Now, Johnny, did you see the way I was pulling down on the handle?
Yes.
Well, do that. Do that when I say. Freeze me up to concentrate on dialing. Try it.
No, it didn't open.
You don't have to say. Just tell me when it does. Okay, try it.
No.
Careful. Don't get in my light.
Sorry.
Try it.
No. Or do you want...
Yeah, it's all right. You can talk to me. I may be slow answering you, but... go ahead. Try it.
No. What are you doing?
I'm finishing up the variations on your dad's birthday. Okay. Try that.
No.
All right. Let's do a reverse one. We'll start with the big number, 6-5. Okay. Try it.
No, it didn't.
And let's try one... Right, left, right, just in case. Dickerman's been known to throw curveballs and installed a right, left, right lock instead of a left, right, left. Try.
No.
All right. Let's work on some popular ones.
What makes them popular?
The fact that people pick them, naturally. But I know that's not what you're asking. Try.
No.
Human nature is the answer. You see, at this point in the process, what I'm doing is try.
No.
I'm not actually pitting myself against the designer of the safe, Mr. Dickerman. I'm... There, try. I'm pitting myself against the mind of the person who programmed the lock. The one who set the combination. In this case, it's your dad. Try. What's the one thing that safe owners fear most?
I don't know.
That they'll forget or lose the combination. Okay, try. For that reason, people are prone to pick combinations that are easy to remember. Such as their birthdays, for instance. Try.
No.
Also, ones that are easy to dial in. Try.
No.
Especially if the safe owner is in his 30s and might be starting to need bifocals. Try.
No.
Okay. Does your dad wear reading glasses?
Half glasses, yeah.
Good. Okay, try.
No.
The reason I ask... you see, far-sighted people are inclined to ignore the hash marks and select their combinations from the numbers printed on the dial. Okay, try.
No.
And when the safe owner follows that tendency, he'll most often choose a sequence composed of a small number, a medium one, and a large one. Try.
Nothing.
Hence, certain combinations pop up again and again. Okay, try that.
No, it didn't work.
You don't have to say no anymore, Johnny. Just tell me when it does open, all right?
Take it easy. Try it.
No! Can you hurry? He's running out of air.
I'm hurrying. Believe me. Don't dwell on it. Think of something else. Try it.
Nope. Really think it's booby-trapped?
Truthfully, probably not. That was more to get the good officer to relinquish the way and let me in here. Try.
Nope.
No offense, Nelson.
Well, I'll forgive you if you open.
Okay, Johnny, try that.
Nope. No.
It is true, Nelson. You could have punctured a canister of mustard gas. Try it.
Uh-uh.
But the greater danger is, as I say, you might have set off the relockers. Try, Johnny.
Nope.
Besides which, had you kept drilling, you would have soon reached the protective layer. Try it.
Nothing.
What's the protective layer? Isn't the whole safe the protective layer?
Try it.
Nothing.
True, it is. But what I'm talking about is a layer of soft metal or ball bearings that would soon have snapped off your drill bit. Try it.
Nothing.
I once saw a burglary safe with so many broken drill bits sticking out of it, it looked like a porcupine. Try it.
No, nothing. What are relockers?
Johnny, take a break. I'm going to follow a new tack for a while.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to shift my attention from trying to read your dad's mind to trying to read the safe designers. I'm going after one of the numbers. Getting the first one's relatively easy. I want to see what one looks like.
Captain, I've gone through the drawers. Nothing.
Well, pull them out. Check the underside.
What are relockers?
Strong bolts that get thrown if the safe detects it's being broken into. You don't want to tangle with them, believe me. Once they're thrown, even if you dial in the proper combination, the door won't open.
Hurry up! He's running out of air, I know it!
Easy, easy!
You stupid safe! I want to blow your door off!
Johnny, let go of the handle.
Shall I take him out?
That's good.
Shall I?
No, he's all right. Johnny.
You better go.
No, I'm staying here!
Let him stay. Johnny, listen to me. You're absolutely right. I am hurrying, I am, but you can't slow me up. You don't want to do that. Believe me, I understand what you're feeling. I'm feeling it too, but understand this. A safe is nothing but a great big frustration device. That's its point. That's its purpose. It's how it succeeds, but we're not going to let it win, are we? We're not. We're not going to let it beat us. So our watchwords are these. Calmness, concentration, intuition, sensitivity, calculation. All marching hand in hand. Speedy, but without pressure. Hasten forward, not quickly, but deliberately. Hence, efficiently. Hence, quickly. In other words, amble at great speed, all the while paying careful attention, as I'm doing right now, to the design flaws in Mr. Dickerman's creation. This is the moment when the safe cracker and the safe designer are in direct competition. It's like a fencing match.
I've tried picking it, but I never could.
You might have been close. You might have been close without knowing it. By the way, it's not called picking. That's done with locks operated by keys. With combination locks, you manipulate them. Johnny, do me a favor. Take my handkerchief out of my pocket and mop my brow. Thanks. That's just like an operation, isn't it?
How do you manipulate?
I'll explain. First, let's think about what we're going up against. There are 99 numbers on the face of this dial. 100 if you count the zero. I have to select one number out of that 100. Then I have to select a second one out of 100, and then a third. Then I have to arrange them in the correct order. And the worst thing is I can never be sure I've got any of it right. Not until the door finally opens.
It sounds impossible, then.
It is. In a three-wheel safe like this one, there are over a million combinations.
Then it can't be done?
Except for one thing. Tiny imperfections that creep into every lock that can be felt through experienced fingertips. And in those imperfections, if one pays close enough attention, it'll reveal the combination. And I think I'm getting the first number now. There it is. There it is. The first one is 65. Ah, there's that 65 again. And the first number you get is usually the last in the sequence, but I tried his birthday. I've tried every variation. Johnny, do me a favor. Go out and see if your mother has any more numbers for me.
Right.
Can't be their anniversary. It's obviously not her measurements.
Mom.
I could run the birthday again, but that might be a waste of time. I can't afford that. I can't run a chart. That'd take too long. I could do an abbreviated one. Yes. Bigger increments. Let's go. Left to five. Right to unknown. Left unknown, and then left to 65. Nelson, how's it coming?
Captain, I've turned this room upside down. I can't find it written anywhere.
Well, keep looking. Let's see. Left to 10. Right to unknown. Left to 65. Can't find it written, huh? It could be a good thing. Helps us conclude it's a combination. He was positive he wouldn't forget. Left to 20, right to unknown.
Captain Underhill?
Yes?
You own the world's record?
Left to 20. That's right. I'm in Guinness's Book of World Records.
How did you get listed?
Left to 30. By winning a competition at a locksmithing convention.
What is the record?
Left to 35, right to unknown. Sorry?
What is the record?
Oh, well, don't mention this to the family, but it's just under 1 hour and 2 minutes.
1 hour?
Well, that's fast compared to how long it usually takes.
1 hour? Then there's no chance.
There's always a chance. You have to believe. It would have been nice if that had worked, but I'm not ready to put 65 in the middle. Yes. Keep it at the end for now, Waverly, old boy. Okay, try another abbreviated chart. I'll put the unknown up front this time. Yes. Blank. 5. 65. The trouble is my arm's starting to shake so badly,
Whoa.
Captain Underhill, are you all right?
A little dizzy. I stood up too fast. Nelson, give me a chair.
Yes, sit down.
No, I need to use it to steady my arm on its seat.
But you need to sit down.
There's no time.
Here it is. Anything else? Are you sure you're all right?
Yes. Yes, the other problem I'm having is with my heart.
Your heart?
No.
Are you having a heart attack?
No, I mean my pulse. It's beating too noisily in my fingertips. I can't feel the dial properly. Go find Dr. Schofield. Tell him I need his stethoscope. Go.
Well, that tells us something. Jenny, what about you? Any more numbers?
I'm racking my brain.
Dr. Schofield.
I can't think.
Captain Underhill. He needs your stethoscope.
What? A stethoscope? Is it his heart?
No, the safe. He wants to use it to listen to the safe.
Oh, yes. Oh, where's my bag? I brought it with me. I set it down. Where did I put it? Excuse me.
Chairman, get out of the way.
But here, I've got his bag.
Well, let me have it.
I was trying to give it to you.
Go home.
Doctor, how did the captain get to be such an expert safecracker?
Well, after his wife died, he had a nervous breakdown. Had to take a leave of absence from the police. And while on medical leave, he took up locksmithing as a distraction. Like everything he does, he became good at it. Oh, here it is. I've got it.
I'll take it to him.
Oh, no, I'm going in. Jenny, let me have your list, whatever you've got so far.
It's all he asked for, but it's nothing. Nothing with a 65.
Well, maybe Waverly can make something out of it. Keep thinking.
going back in, too.
Hey, not now. Off the property.
Can you tell us what's happening?
I said back off. Move it. Right now.
Any progress on that score?
I don't know. Everybody's out looking. That's all I know.
Sorry about that, Mrs. Wingate.
Any word on the husband?
Not yet. There have been sightings of the model car, but it's always the wrong license plate.
License plate? What about that? Could the combination come from a license plate?
I've already checked motor records. No luck there.
No 65?
None.
Mrs. Wingate, what did your husband keep in the safe?
I don't know. Important papers, I think. Passport, the house deed, stock certificate, that kind of thing.
There are no suitcases missing, but if the safe was emptied out, as this boy claims...
It was. I swear it was.
What are the chances that,
That David ran off?
Well, would it surprise you?
Totally. He would never leave his family. It would be so unlike him.
Has he been acting secretive lately?
No. I don't think so. That's Theo's only chance, isn't it, finding David?
Not necessarily. We hope we find him, but Captain Underhill holds the world's record. He can do it if anybody can.
What is it?
What?
What's the world's record?
What? Oh, it's about 12 minutes, I think.
Oh, why didn't I make David teach me the combination?
I'm going back in.
Where is he? If only he'd call, if only he'd show up.
Don't torture yourself.
Alex, hold the stethoscope steady.
Sorry.
Try not to move it. Johnny, wipe my forehead again, will you?
Okay.
Any progress? Are you making any headway?
Yes. He thinks he's close to getting the second number. He's gotten a slight indication.
Nelson, I could do without the chimes and that clock. Shut it off.
Okay.
While you're at it, look inside for the combination. Grandfather clocks are sometimes hiding places.
Okay.
Steady, son. He's doing a good job, isn't he, Wavering?
Yes, he is. Very good.
I can see him making a good surgeon someday. Steady under pressure.
I wish I had a stick of dynamite.
Easy, Johnny.
Safe.
Calm down.
Get back. Get back, son.
Feel, Waverly. Just feel. Your sentiment is not unique, Johnny. Lots of people have wanted to blow up safes. It's not easy to do, actually. There are two ways it's usually attempted. Drill in through the top, fill the cavity with water, add explosives. Tap it and set it off. The other is to drill a tiny hole in the upper right-hand corner of the door and to drip nitroglycerin along the seam and down the hinges. Quicker results that way, but more dangerous. The nitro makes it an unpredictable bomb that can explode at any second. Speaking of which, did you know that Einstein once said if he had known his work was going to lead to the atomic bomb, he would have chosen to be a locksmith instead?
Well, what about you?
If I had known this was coming.
Well, what would you have chosen to be? A physicist?
No. No, I would have practiced more.
Uh-oh. Should I...
No. Let it go. It's too late.
Too late? You said it's too late?
No, he didn't mean that.
Alex, we're getting too many spectators.
Captain Underhill, I just remembered. David owned a 1965 Mustang when he was a teenager. It was his first car, a real clunker. He used to brag that he and the car were the same age.
And that fits with what I'm coming up with as the second number, which is 19. It's got to be his birthday, or the car.
The serial number of the Mustang.
Serial number. Hey, what about dog tags? Was your husband ever in the military?
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was, Mom.
No, he wasn't, honey.
Yes, he was. What about the uniform in his closet?
What?
In there.
That's not a real one, honey.
Can somebody check that closet? I better.
What was the uniform?
Oh, David Tommy, years ago. He was a Civil War reenactor.
Civil War? My God! Of course! Not 1965, 1865. 18 would behave the same as 19 on the dial. 18 is the second number. Quick, quick, give Civil War dates. What happened in 1865?
The war ended.
Appomattox.
Right, right. Appomattox. When was that? What day? What month?
Let's look it up.
You look it up. I've got an encyclopedia.
Forget the stethoscope, Alex. Johnny, get on the handle. It had to be April.
That's right. It was April 9, 1865.
April is 4. That would be right to 4, left to 18, and right to 65. Try it.
No!
Hey, hey, easy, easy, Johnny. Don't manhandle it. All the strength in the world is not going to make it budge, but if we hit the right three numbers, try that.
No! No!
More dates, more dates. Give me another one.
Gettysburg Address.
No, much earlier. What else?
I got it. John Wilkes Booth. He shot Lincoln.
That's right. Lincoln was shot by Booth.
5 days after the war.
Right, right. That was
April 14th.
That would be 14-18-65. Left 14, right to 18. Left 65. Try it. Open sesame.
It worked!
Never mind.
Out of the way.
That was it. I forgot to say...
Let me get to him.
Open sesame.
No, let me get to him!
No, Jenny, come on. It's time for us to get out of the way.
People, you need to help.
Is he dead?
Clear the room.
Through.
Thank you, Captain Underhill.
Clear the way.
Is my brother going to live?
We hope so.
Come on, Johnny.
Doc.
Sherman, let's
back,
go.
Move back. Clear the room now. Heart monitor.
Ventilate.
Injection, 30 cc.
Thank all of us. We all kept our heads. Let's hope.
This is Wingate's husband. I've got him on the line. David, let me speak to him. Honey, where are you? Come home right away.
How about that?
Yeah, well, you're a little too late. Captain Underhill already got the door open. Where'd you find him?
You guys aren't the only ones who know how to locate missing persons.
How'd you do it?
Hunch, loan shark's office. I figure taking valuable papers out of the safe, like the deed.
Theo was locked in. He's out now, but we don't know if he's going to make it.
Listen, hear that? Leo's back among us. He's going to make it. Waverly, congratulations. Your first delivery.
Alex, I think I will.
Catch him.
I got him.
Lay him down gently. He's fainted.
David, hear that? Theo's going to...
Johnny, catch him. Catch
her. I got her. She's fainted, too.
Oh, look after her. I'll see to Waverly.
Theo's going to be okay.
He's alive.
Hey, what's going on here?
Are they all right?
Well, they've passed out. They'll be all right, I think. Good. He's coming around already.
So's she.
Good. Well, the next person who's going to keel over, please lie down first.
Should I sit down?
Are you feeling faint?
I don't know.
Well, then if I were you, I'd remain standing. When your parents hear what you did today, I have a feeling you won't be sitting down for a week.
You have been listening to Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater's presentation of Don't Touch That Dial. The actors in tonight's play...
Captain Waverly Underhill was played by David Ellsworth.
Wally O'Hara played Dr. Alexander Schofield.
Peter Russell played the part of Johnny Wingate.
The part of Officer Nelson Reinhold was played by Don Bliss.
Robin Russell played the part of Sherman Hinckley.
Laura Hammond played the part of Jenny Wingate.
Theo Wingate was played by Johnny Carlin.
Jackie Maxwell was played by Janet Birchfield.
Second officer was played by Stephen Russell.
School bus driver was played by Rory Magnus.
Tonight's show was produced by Stephen Oney and Mark Birmingham.
Written by Stephen Thomas Oney. Directed by Stephen Oney and Stephen Russell.
Engineering and original music by Mark Birmingham.
Additional engineering by Jim Hall.
Sound effects by Thomas Sainty.
Copyrighted by Stephen Thomas Oney for Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater. The author takes pleasure in doffing his propeller beanie to his old boyhood chum, Francis Skip Eckert, master locksmith and world-renowned safecracker, whose name really is listed in the Guinness Book of World Records. This is Stephen Russell, wishing you a pleasant evening and inviting you to tune in again when the fog rolls in on another chapter of Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater.